If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. This is the baddest biker bar in the investment world, The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, a research firm that evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And if they find that things are misleading, well, if it's misleading, but for you, it would become an opportunity, that would make something attractive. And if it's misleading and it would lead you to buy something that's likely to crater, that's when things get dangerous. Learn more about how it works at newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
We are in the middle of a three-parter. David Trainer started us off last week, so my audience may remember what's coming, but still, let's handle the formalities. Who's in the danger zone this week?
False dividend stocks.
Danger, danger.
False dividend stocks. Now, last week, we were talking about fake dividend stocks, and next week, we'll be talking about dividend traps. But this week, it's false dividend stocks. Explain what that means to you, and then we'll get to an example.
Yeah, so short and simple, false dividend stocks are stocks that pay a dividend, but the company doesn't generate enough cash flows to actually pay that dividend. So you see, you know, nice dividend, nice yield, and the cash flows are less than the dividend or even negative in most cases that we're looking at.
How prevalent is this? You know, we're talking about it, but that doesn't mean that you see it all the time. So in all of these cases, last week, fake dividends, this week, false dividends, how prevalent is it?
Yeah. So we looked, you know, first we wanted to start out taking a look at, you know, how many dividend stocks we've got. You know, we've got a coverage of around 3,300 stocks and about 1,400, a little over that, pay dividends. So, you know, from that, we can then look for, again, false dividends, any company with negative free cash flow in the current period, trailing 12 months. And right now we're looking at 344 false dividend stocks. And we're taking a look at this because, you know, right now people are looking for safe places to put money. You know, people flock to dividends, retirement strategies, you know, above dividends. And we want to kind of ring the alarms that, hey, not all dividends are created equal. You've got 344 stocks right now that we would consider false dividend stocks.
I've done some quick math in my head here. You said 1,416 stocks of the stocks that you cover pay a dividend. 344, you say, have a false dividend. They're in danger of not being able to pay it. In my head, that's about 25% of the dividend payers not being quality dividend payers, right?
Correct. And that's really what we're looking at here, is bringing that to light, because a lot of people just look at the top line yield, like, oh, look, 6% yield, that sounds great. But if you don't dig in, you might know that, one, that 6% yield cannot be supported without, you know, further diluting through, you know, equity or debt raises, or at risk of that, you know, dividend being cut and the yield being cut with it.
When it comes to deciding where a dividend might be false, in your opinion, is there something you look at that maybe you look at differently than others? Because New Constructs is a unique investment firm. You don't do things the same way that others do. While that's one of the reasons why we talk with you every week, that also can mean you're looking at a stock and you're holding something in there that's part of the numbers that the other guys don't. So is there something inherent to your formula or your way of analyzing that other people are not doing that makes you more suspicious of dividends than the average person who's looking at this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's in the calculation of free cash flow. You know, we're looking at not just a company's reported cash flow statements, income statement, balance sheet. We're digging into the footnotes. You know, our whole business, we're built on superior fundamental data. And so when we have fundamental data that is superior to the reported earnings or the GAAP numbers, we can go in and actually see the true free cash flow of a business, what they're actually generating year in, year out, that could be used to pay that dividend. And so then we can use that data to then look at false dividends for the current free cash flow numbers. And then we can also take it a step further and go, okay, we've got companies that currently can't pay their dividend. What about companies that haven't been able to pay their dividend for a few years? They've been paying out more in dividends than the cash they've generated over, you know, 5 years. They're extra risky. You know, they've had to take on debt. They've had to issue shares in order to pay a dividend. And so people can sit there and, you know, collect their yield, but they're being diluted the entire time, or the stock's not moving up, the stock's staying flat or even down. And so you end up with a scenario where that yield looks great, but the company is diluting existing shareholders to pay it, and the stock price doesn't actually see any return.
You know, the market famously can stay irrational longer than we can stay solvent. At New Constructs, David Trainer, the president and founder, is always saying, my crystal ball is in the shop. For you, as you're looking at false dividend stocks, is there a standard catalyst that makes it that, oh, now everybody sees that the emperor's wearing no clothes? You know, there's a problem here, because they're kind of doing this, begging, borrowing, and stealing to make this payout. And they're going to do it for as long as they can, because the minute they've got to cut the dividend, stock's going to get hammered. So can they fake it until they make it, or they fake it until they crumble?
I think it is a changing answer there. A couple of years ago, I might have said they could fake it for much longer. We've seen, you know, the ability to raise debt at such low levels has fueled a lot of the growth in the market. You know, capital was almost, you know, not free, but almost free for so long. We saw the rise of so many different companies that had no quality fundamentals. Now, the cost of capital is increasing. Interest rates are higher, debt costs are a little higher. So you can't just raise capital. You can't raise debt forever unabated, you know, with no issues. And with these companies specifically, you know, we've got three we can talk about here. They also have poor fundamentals. And so you've got a scenario where raising debt on a business that is actually not making money, or that, you know, has very little return on invested capital, you can't do that forever. And so in a scenario or a situation where the market's become a little more rational, the money isn't so free as it was in the past, we could see a situation where these companies are actually at risk of not being able to fund that dividend forever and having to cut it in the future.
Let's dig in and give us an example, please, of a false dividend or two.
Yeah, we can start with AES Corp, ticker AES. Right now, you know, just under 7% yield if you just look at the top line number. But over the trailing 12 months, they've had negative $719 million in free cash flow. They've paid out $2.1 billion in dividends in the past 5 years, and cumulative free cash flow over that time is negative $8.5 billion. So you've got sort of a deficit there of almost $11 billion between the dividends paid and the free cash flow of the business. So we can look at that and say, okay, how are they doing it? In this case, it is total debt has increased 57% over that time. Shares outstanding have increased 7% over the same time. And the stock price has not maintained. You know, it's fallen from somewhere with it's in mid-20s back in 2022, down to, you know, 10, 11 bucks in the current period. So you've got a situation where, yeah, the dividend's great, but the cash flows are not there. Stock price is down, and they're going to have to keep raising more expensive debt or cut that dividend in the future. So we want to, you know, raise the red flag there.
Got another example?
Another example would be CTO Realty Growth, ticker CTO. Another one looks great with an 8% yield, but negative free cash flow the trailing 12 months. They've basically paid out $160 million dividends the past 5 years, but burned over $400 million in free cash flow. Similar situation. You know, but in this one, dilution has been a bit more extreme. Total debt has increased 116%. Shares outstanding are up 86% over the past 5 years. So you've got a scenario where heavy dilution, dividend yield looks great. You've been heavily diluted. And then the fundamentals of the business do not look good as well. A low return on invested capital, negative free cash flow yield because of that negative free cash flow in the current period, and expensive stock. And so you've got kind of a double, triple whammy, false dividend, poor business, expensive stock, all combined into one.
The other real issue here is if you've got a false dividend, so you're worried about a dividend cut. Well, if people have been chasing yield, they bought that stock, they bid the stock up. When the dividend cut happens, stock's going to get hammered. If you bought it at a high price and a bad valuation, it's going to go from bad to worse.
Exactly. And you can keep that yield if they maintain the dividend, but as soon as that dividend gets cut, people flee looking for other yield. It could, you know, sort of create some sort of spiral there. People looking for higher yields, you know, once that dividend gets cut, or if they are unable to maintain it, kind of create a cascading effect there.
And that's why false dividend stocks like AES, CTO, they are in the danger zone. Kyle, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more, you want to check out and get a refresher on fake dividends, now false dividends. Remember, next week it'll be dividend traps. Go to newconstructs.com. We'll be back with more of Money Life for June the 9th, right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.